News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. An Illinois man is dead, two others injured after a car struck two pedestrians in Taylor County. It happened on Friday afternoon at County Line Road and Lou Avenue. That's about 9 miles west of Gilman. Deputies say several hunters were standing on or near the edge of the road when the vehicle approached at high speed. All but two of the hunting party were able to jump out of the path of the vehicle. Deputies say a 52-year-old Juan Salinas from Roscoe, Illinois, was pronounced dead at the scene. 53-year-old Fernando Salinas was taken to Memorial Health Care in Medford. He was flown there by LifeLink 3 helicopter and has since been transferred to Wausau Spirus Hospital. The driver of the car is identified as 42-year-old James Winchell from Sheldon, Wisconsin. He was flown directly to Eau Claire Luther Hospital, and he's reported in stable condition. A drunk driver spent the holiday weekend in jail after being tased while fleeing officers. We have that story from WSAU's Larry Lee.
A Rhinelander man was reported by another motorist after driving all over the roadway on Highway 8 Wednesday morning. The caller observed the truck until Tomahawk officers spotted the suspect urinating next to his truck. When the officer tried to apprehend him, he fled on foot. The officer used his taser when the man continued to flee. The suspect was already out on bond for driving 80 miles per hour while intoxicated in Tomahawk this past September. He'll be in Lincoln County Court for a bond hearing on several new charges today. His name has not been released. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a deadly train derailment in the Bronx. At least four people killed, 60 others injured, when a Metro North commuter train derailed around a sharp curve. This woman says her cousin was on board and survived the wreck.
She said that while the train is going fast, she felt the jerking movement. And then that's when everything happened so quickly and it started to roll.
One NTSB board member says investigators will be checking the rail cars for any braking issues. They also want to make sure the train was not going too fast as it rounded that sharp curve just outside of New York City. Saturday was the deadline that the Obama administration said the healthcare.gov website would be running smoothly, and the White House claims that that deadline's been met.
The Obama administration now says it has a functional, dependable healthcare website. In a conference call with reporters, Obama advisor Jeff Zients said the website is working smoothly for the vast majority of users.
The system's now able to handle its intended volume of consumer visits, and it has redundancy built in to avoid the type of instability that we saw in October.
But Republicans think there's still a problem. Here's Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers on NBC's Meet the Press.
The security of this site and the private information does not meet even the minimal standards of the private sector, and that concerns me.
The government says the website has a response time of 1 second and can handle 50,000 customers at one time. In Washington, Steve Santani, Fox News Radio.
Now, if you are looking to do some online shopping, this is Cyber Monday, the first day back at work for many of us after the Thanksgiving holiday. It used to be the day that many people would use the high-speed internet connection at the office to do some shopping on the boss's time. Well, this is less prevalent now that more of us have high-speed internet at home, but Madison College marketing and retail expert Betty Hurd says Cyber Monday is still a big sales day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Still expected to be, you know, one of the top days for internet shopping.
Cyber Monday is forecast to generate $1.8 billion in sales, as the same as last year. Free shipping is one of the big online perks. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without a turkey fire. There were no injuries, but there was property damage at a town of Pine River home on Thanksgiving Day. A resident called 911 when a turkey fryer caught fire and caused damage to the exterior of the garage. Residents were able to put out the fire before firefighters got there. The Pine River fire chief checked in with the family several times during the day to make sure there were no hot spots that could rekindle. Time now for our back to work Monday morning forecast. Here is meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cloudy and fairly mild for this Monday, a high of 34. There is a 40% chance of light snow, mainly late afternoon or toward the evening hours. And then tonight, a 70% chance of light snow, especially in northern and western parts of the area. An inch or so accumulation, low down to 29. Then for your Tuesday, cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, maybe some accumulation once again, although mainly in the Northwoods, and a high of 36. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
To our north in Price, Ashland, and Iron counties, we have a winter weather advisory that is up as they are expecting some more substantial accumulations than what we'll see here in central Wisconsin. If you'd like weather watches or warnings to your cell phone or portable device, text the word severe to 39327. That's a service of WSAU and the First Weather Group at WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.